Law and Order, Thoughts on Separating Alien Families. Sarah Sanders, John Kelly, and Jeff Sessions on Romans 13. Why is the government doing this? Because that's the law, and that's what the law states. This is a technique that no one hopes will be used extensively or for very long. We're a country of law and order. Let every soul be subjected to the higher powers, for there is no power but God. The powers that be are ordained by God. These laws have been on the books for decades. We don't want this to be a problem. The president has tried to address it on a number of occasions. Illegal entry into the United States is a crime. It should be. It must be. Render there to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. It's the president's job to enforce the law. I thought I'd take a bit of digression here to discuss some concerns raised by our church friends about separation of families. Orderly and lawful processes are good in themselves, and protect the weak and the lawful. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. It's a moral policy to follow and enforce the law. That's not what I said. I know it's hard for you to understand even short sentences, I guess, but please don't take my words out of context. I would cite to you the Apostle Paul and his clear and wise command in Romans 13 to obey the laws of the government, because God has ordained them for the purpose of order. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? I can say it's very biblical to enforce the law. I'm trying to be serious here, but I'm not going to have you yell out of turn.